Room 2, in the workshop, file number 2. The Hernandez brothers had a profound artistic education. Their appreciation of the aesthetic and theoretical values is on a par with an eagerness to know the techniques, an attitude already present at an early age when they attended the Arts and Crafts College in Valladolid. There they acquired a broad-based training in painting and sculpture techniques, to be acknowledged in their later life by being named meritorious members of the Association of Painters and Sculptors. In the roots of their work as goldsmiths, there also lies a profound knowledge of the techniques historically developed by Spanish silversmiths, learnt in the Valladolid workshops. On the touchscreen at the entrance, you can see detailed information on the techniques normally used in goldsmithry by pressing on those of interest to you. The Hernandez brothers were to blend and merge these disciplines as authentic sculptors in gold and silver, words that define the work of the silversmith spoken by the treatise writer and goldsmith in the Spanish Renaissance, Juan de Arfe. Admiration for his work led the brothers in 1920 to make a faithful rendering of the Tree of Life by Arfe, created between 1587 and 1590. For the processional custody of the Cathedral of Valladolid, which can be seen in a display in this room. Their training was deepened in Paris, where they were paid a pension by the Studies Abroad Extension Committee, set up by the Free Teaching Institution. Their contact with artistic avant-gardes aroused in them the need to express themselves with the language of the day. This involved a personal, formal, and decorative investigation in the quest for essence and simplicity. Their artistic motivation expressed itself in a great dedication, investing a good deal of effort and time interested in improving their skills and with a profound intellectual involvement that kept them aware of the latest trends in the arts. The thorough preparatory drawings for their works exhibited in this room highlight just that. They at all times felt the need to find something better. Abstracted in their work with an independent way of thinking and acting, which entailed looking inside themselves and not in others, the validation and judgment of their work, they were persevering and daring in reaching their objectives. Their dedication to work was absolute. One of the displays in this room shows the preparatory drawings and works in which Eloy Hernandez Calzada was engaged at the time of his death. From the outset, the Hernandez Brothers workshop was kept as a workshop in the traditional sense, where work with the hands was priority, keen to demonstrate the superior quality of work done by hand, as precise as that wrought by machines, but freer and more creative. Particularly in the complex, risky process of making enamels, where the Hernandez brothers achieved a high degree of perfection, despite their self-taught background. The Hernandez brothers' approach to the exquisite world of medieval enamels, impregnated by the symbolism of light and colour, marked a milestone in their artistic production. The replica of the Silos frontispiece, on display here, made at the workshop in the period 1934 to 2006, is certainly their most acclaimed work. If you'd like to learn more about this work, select file number 9. There are several methods for enameling a surface, but the Hernandez brothers preferred champlevé, also known as basse-taille. This technique is a system particular to Western civilization, its use harking back to the Second Iron Age, reaching its height in the Middle Ages. The enameling process is explained on the exhibiting table below the painting, showing the Hernandez brothers' workshop. Apart from some of the instruments used in their work, a small mortar with grains of enamel, a palette with the enamel already crushed in several colours, which, mixed with water, is applied with a brush, a scraper, an engraver's chisel for perfecting the outlines of the copper planches, and a pumice stone for polishing it. We can see the most important stages in this process, in the copper planches showing a scene in the Berbés port, and the final result in the painting hanging to the left.